Good morning, brothers, sisters, and friends. This is the Reverend Jack Denson coming to you again from the studios of WWIC in Scottsboro. I represent the Scottsboro Holiness Church, 508 Appletree Street, and be glad anybody that would want to come by, worship with us. We are people that's trying to hold to the truth. And I know the word is the truth. But I want everybody to understand that I'm coming on at 9:30 instead of 10. I feel like that would give people a better opportunity to hear the program before maybe they had to go to church. And I certainly do appreciate all the offerings that have been given me. I spoke to you last Sunday about it seemed like nobody had encouraged me very much, but it's been a little better this week, and I want to thank you for that. And I realize that this is something, brother, that God will have to do. We cannot do nothing within ourselves, and I thank God for that. And I thank God for everyone that has showed me your appreciation. Now then, you remember last Sunday, I was talking to you about the seven angels of the church that John saw on the island of Patmos. These are the last seven angels that had the vials to pour out upon the earth, for it was the wrath of God. Now I want to talk to you again this morning about that seventh angel. And I want you to listen what it says. And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of seven last pledges, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holiest Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone clear as crystal. Now then, and had a wall great high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, name written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east, 3. And on the north, 3. And on the south, 3. And on the west, 3. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof. And the city lieth 4 square, and the length as large as the breadth. And it measured the city with the reed 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height are equal. Now it's been measured, friends, and according to the measure, I believe it's about 1,500 miles long, 1,500 miles wide, 1,500 miles high. Now that's a great big place. And to be 1,500 miles high, it looks like there's going to be a lot of mansions on top of one another. So it's going to be wonderful to be there. Now I want you to listen to this. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord our God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did light. And the Lamb is the light thereof. Now I want you to think, friend, bless your heart today, that city needed no lights of no kind. And I've often thought about the time when the Bible said that when the lightning flashes in the east, it shines from across to the west. So then this morning, friend, that's the same way of God. When he begins to rise over in the east, and he begins to come, he's going to shine from across to the west. He ain't going to be no darkness, no. And that's why they won't need none in heaven. No, he's going to be the light. Oh, bless your heart today. I thought about it a minute time. Yes, sir. I've got up with the school. I've got up and went to work. And I get up every morning now and see that old sun rise as it always has. But there's one of these mornings, listen, friends, we going to get up and there's going to be a different sunrise. Yes, it is. And you're talking about a man, brother, that's used to that old same old sun rising. And he gets up in the morning and he sees a strange light in the east. He's going to say, listen, come here, wife. I see a strange light in the east. Yeah, I do. I don't understand. It don't look like the old sun that used to come up. There's something different. And maybe, brother, his wife. Oh, bless your heart. Is a good woman. She's full of the Holy Ghost. And, brother, she looks out that window and she sees that the sun. Oh, she's going to say, oh, John, that's the Lord coming. Yes, it is. Can't you see that bright light? Friend, that's why that morning when he comes, you're going to see that. Yes, you are. I want to thank God this morning. That's going to be a fearful time when a man has to rise up and look and see. Oh, God bless your heart, brother. The Lord coming and you ain't prepared to meet him. Maybe God bless you. The Bible says the house will be divided three against two. There might be two of you there would have the Holy Ghost and the other three wouldn't. And oh, bless your heart. Brother, but them that had the Holy Ghost, I know they would rejoice and they would be so glad to see him coming. But them it ain't ready. They're going to run and they'll cry for the rocks and mountains to fall on them. But this morning, I tell you, you've got a chance. You've got an opportunity to get right with God before that day comes, friends. Won't you do that? So now that's why they ain't going to have to be no lights in heaven. No, they won't need no electricity. They won't need no candles. They won't need no lamps. The Lamb, the Son of God, will be the light. And I'm thankful for that, ain't you? Praise the Lord. Now listen. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor unto it, and the gates of it shall be shut, shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. Oh, that be one of the friends. There ain't going to be no night. We won't have to lay down and go to sleep like we do now. No, they won't have to worry about that. There won't be no tears over there. There won't be no sleeping over there. It'll be forever and ever. I tell you the truth this morning. I want to go, don't you? Yes, I do. And that's what I'm trying. And I tell you this morning, you just think about it. Listen, here's what he said. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations unto it. And there shall be no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Oh, friend, that's what I like about this. Yes, sir. A lot of people today, a lot of things because their name is on a book down here. And the church, they're all right. But that's not true. No. If your name ain't written in the Lamb's book of life, brother, God bless you. You're not one of God's children. And I thank my God today. Brother, name, but one man can write that name in there. And that's God. Yes, sir. And brother, ain't no man that can take that name off. But God, ain't that wonderful? Yes, it is. So down here on earth, we're helpless. Yes, we are. We might think we're not to something. We might think we're wise. But when we do, we become fools. And I'm glad this morning. Brother, I don't know nothing. Only that it God gives me. So I thank God this morning for that thing, don't you? And now listen, let me read on a little further. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God of the Lamb. In the midst of the tree of it on either side of the river was through there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yield her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. Oh, bless your heart. Brother, and them trees bear their fruit every month. And I want to know this morning, bless your heart, everybody, brother, that's a Christian this morning, are you bearing fruit? Sometimes maybe it's a year, sometimes 6 months. You don't hear people, they won't go to church, they won't testify. You ever hear them pray? Oh, brother, are you bearing any fruit? These trees bear it every month. And I'll tell you what's the truth today. God bless your heart, if you can't feel Jesus. Oh, friends, I'll tell you what I'd do. I'd get busy. I'd get to doing something where I could feel my God. Sir, because of the fruits of the Spirit. He said, by the fruits you shall know them. If you ain't a bringing forth no fruit, then ain't nobody knows you as a child of God. That's the truth. That's what I'm going by today. I'm not going by the shouting. No, I ain't going by the speaking in tongues. No, I ain't. I'm not going by how high you jump. No, I'm not going by how good you are. I'm going by the fruits. Bless your heart today. And you know what the fruits is? Yes, sir, they're spiritual fruits. They're not natural fruits. I'm telling you what I can do. I can go out here at the 10-cent store and I can buy me a little bowl of that artificial fruit, and I can go out here on the trees and I can pick me some of them fruit, and I can lay them up on the table, and you can sit back and look at them, and you can't tell them apart. No, you can't. I'll tell you the truth. They'll fool you. It'll fool your eyes. And the only way that you can tell any difference, you have to feel of them. When you feel of them, you can tell the difference. All right then, that's the way of the day. The way the man can tell the man has got the fruits of the Spirit, you can feel it in him. You can feel it. That's the truth. So today, brother, it's that, but I can't feel. I just have to let it alone. Yes, sir. You can't go along, brother, with something you can't feel. Because of brother, today, listen, that it's of God. It's got a feeling about it. Yes, it has. And I thank God for that. All right, listen, here's what it said. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servant shall serve him, and they shall see the face of the name and of their foreheads. All right, God's children is going to be sealed in their foreheads. But what that means is this. God bless you, the Spirit of God is going to be in their life. That's what it means. And there shall be no night there. They need no candle. They need no light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true, and the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth these sayings of the prophecy of this book. Oh, listen, friends, God bless you. I hit when he said, I come quickly. He means he's coming. Yes, he is. And it ain't going to be long. So I advise you this morning, God bless you, to get prepared to meet thy God. That's the truth. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down and worshipped before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, see that I do it not, for I am the fellow servant and of the brethren and prophets, and of them which keepeth the saying of this book, worship God. Oh, that angel didn't want him worshiping him. He is a servant like me and you. He wanted him to worship God. And listen what he said. And he said unto me, seal not the saying of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. Oh, friends, it's at hand. Can you realize it today? God bless you. Now listen, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. Oh, can't you see that? And let your heart burn. There's a time of coming when there ain't going to be no change. And better for the unjust to get himself to where he can be justified. No, the wrong is wrong, and the evil is evil. So if you're in that category, brother, when that day comes, it's going to be too bad for you. So this morning, let me ask you one thing. If you're righteous this morning, stay righteous, because that's the kind of a man he's coming back after. He sure is. So now then, I want to read on a little more, and I want you to think about it. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give to every man according as his work shall be. So then, friends, can't you see? You're going to have to work. If you ain't got no work, how in the world you going to get a reward? There won't be no way to get no reward. So listen, friends. We got too many today. Yes, sir. They got too much time to fool around out in this world with pleasures. Yes, they have. And I want to say this morning to you people, God bless you. That's got the Holy Ghost. If you ain't got your praying done up, yes, sir. And if your work is not done, you ain't got no time to get out here in the world messing around. God bless your heart. These boys are taking pleasure in all these sports. They'll miss church. Yes, sir. And so far behind with their work. Yes, they need to pray. They need the liberty of God. Yes, they do. And I thank God today because, friends, that's what we got to have. We've got to have our freedom. Now listen, hear what it said about this. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates unto the city. Listen, for without outside, for without are dogs, and sorcerers, whoremongers, murderers, idolaters, and whatsoever loveth and maketh a lie. Oh, God bless you. We've got so many people today that don't think it's no harm to tell a little lie. They call it a little white lie. I don't care what kind you call it. A lie is a lie, and a sin is a sin. Yes, sir, there ain't no bigger than no little. But unless your heart today, that's the truth. All right, now listen. For without, now read it. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the church. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bride and morning star. Now listen. And the spirit and the bride say come. And let him that heareth say come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Oh, friend, listen. He said the promise was unto you and to your children and to them that are far off, as many as the Lord thy God should call. So then, has God ever called you? Have you ever felt him knocking at your heart? Have you ever felt like, God bless you, brother, that you wanted to go to heaven and you could feel something drawing you? Well, the Lord, brother, ever honest man, he's going to try to get him to come. And so this morning, will you come? Now listen, here's what he says. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the pledges that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. Oh, listen, he would testify these things, says, surely I come quickly. All right, friends, now listen this morning again, and I want you to think about it. Well, yes, I do. Brother, I want you to know that's a serious thing. That man, listen, yes, who is it that's taking away from this word? Who is it that's adding to this word? I told you this morning already, learn from opinions and these kind of things won't do. It's going to have to be the Word of God. What Jesus wrote That's what men you have to go by. Now this morning, if I was to skip around here and there and try to justify my religion, oh, bless your heart, and I'd leave out some, and I'd try to add a little. Run, did you know I'm in trouble? Yes, I am. But in a man that God has ordained to go preach the word, he's got to declare the whole council. Oh, that's right. And he cannot add to this thing. Neither can he take away. No, he can't. So then what do you do? Some of you might say, well, I don't understand what you mean. Well, all right, let me explain to you what I mean. All right. Brother, when Jesus was here before he went away, he set an example before his apostle. Learning about the Lord's Supper. Everybody will have a picture maybe hanging in the church. Yeah, and they'll still talk about it. They'll take the wine and bread, but they will not wash feet. That's the truth. Brethren, I want to tell you today, brethren, they're leaving that part off. And that's what God meant when he was talking about. They're taking that part of the word away. And they're misleading folks today. Because he washed one another's feet. And old Peter didn't want to. You know that. But he told Peter. He said, if you don't, Peter, you'll have no part with me. So then, brother, I want you to know today. Well, that man is telling you, brother, that you can take the bread. And you can take the wine, but you don't have to wash feet. He's taking that word away from the Bible. Yes, he is, and he's not telling you the truth. So this morning, that's what it's talking about. Yes, it is. All right, here's another thing. Jesus said, he told him over there, he told him, he said, you go into all the world and preach your gospel to every creature. Yeah, he did. That's what he said. All them that believe, oh, listen, brother, and shall be saved, but them that believe not shall be damned. And he also told his disciples to go and to baptize in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost. That's the way I was baptized. And I'll thank my God today I am. But listen, that man today, that tells you that you can get by being baptized in the name of Jesus or baptized in the Lord Jesus. I tell you what, I know Paul and Peter, they said that. But Jesus said in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. And brother, I'm proud that I'm baptized in all three of them. And brother, that way I know I won't go wrong. But I'll tell you, I'd hate brother and I to go out here and tell a man that he could get by on being baptized in Jesus' name. I sure would. Oh, God bless you. I don't want to do that. I want to tell you, brother, that's what the Bible said. And I want to fulfill the Bible this morning because that's where we're at. But fulfilling the Word of God. So now, listen this morning. Now, friends, can you see what I mean? Great people, if you're not. Yes, sir. That's the truth. I want to tell you again. There's people that tell you can sin and get by. You cannot sin and get by. No, you can't. So, well, what are they doing then? They're adding to this word. Brother, we got to take this word like it is. Because it's one thing this morning. Yes, sir. If your blood is required at my hand, it'll be because I failed to tell you the truth. That's right. So then this morning, friend, we've got the Word of God to go by. Yes, we have. And I want to thank God for it. So this morning, I want you to listen. And I want you to know that he's a God. And he's a God at hand and he ain't fall. And he said he's a coming back after them if you like him. And I want you to know this morning, yes, friend, if you be like Jesus, how would you be? He did no sin. Neither will no God found in his mouth. No. Oh, listen. Them old dirty jokes. No, he didn't do that. He didn't talk about nobody. No, he didn't try to deceive nobody. No, he didn't. Bless your heart today. Friend, he was a man. He was saying, yeah, nay, nay. He didn't do a lot of talking. Most of the talking he done was the preaching and the teaching to the people over there. So this morning, friend, let me tell you one thing. Stay with God, because he's the one that's going to be the judge. And I realized this morning, brother, we can't do anything. I realize we can't do anything without him. But now, listen, let me beg you one time to thank this morning. I want you to look around, and I want you to see who's taken away from this word of God. And who's adding to this word of God? That's right. Yes, sir. So, brother, it's a dangerous thing. It's serious. It's a true word of God this morning. So may God bless you. And may God cause you to understand this morning. That's the truth. So there's one thing about it, that old seventh angel. Brother, listen. Yeah, he said, and there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had these seven vials of the seven last plague, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show you the bride and the lamb's wife. Now, brother, that was that last seven angel. Oh, yes. He showed him the new city of Jerusalem coming down out of heaven. And oh, bless your heart. But that shining gold is like transparent. You could see no doubt yourself in it. And brother, I want to thank God today. That's the city that I want to spend eternity in. Where do you want to spend eternity this morning? Where do you want to go? Bless your holy name this morning, because there's one thing about it. You're going to spend it somewhere. And now this morning, let's think about that. That's why I'll cry. You know, a lot of people say that we can't live our religion. We are too strict. That's what they say. But I've been here 44 years. And it hadn't been no trouble for me to live. No, it hadn't. And I thank my God this morning, friends. Yes, this morning I'm still feeling God. I can still feel His presence. Friends, listen. There's a spirit about this. And there's a feeling about it. So would you today trust your God. Brother, if you ain't got a feeling, if you feel like there's more for you this morning, I tell you what to do. God bless you. Go get it. Because I told you before, it's going to take every bit of religion you can get from God to make it through this world. Well, yes, it is. And these people of today, that's not a making it through. No, they're not. But there's one thing about it. God bless you this morning. Remember what He said. The promise is unto you and to your children, and them that are far off, as many as the Lord thy God shall call. Now then, this is morning. What He has promised you, He said, if I go away, the Comforter will not come. But I'll send the Comforter. I thank my God He done it. And if it hadn't been for the Comforter, I don't know what in this world I would have done. It comforts me day by day. It sure does. And He also promised me a mansion. He's going to prepare it for me if I would obey and keep His commandments. Well, friends, I've tried to do that. And I thank my God. Well, brother, I want that. It was promised to me, don't you? And brother, if I take away from this word, and brother, or try to add to it, I'll get my promises took away. Well, don't you see? So there's one thing today. Let's don't do that, will you? Now it's the time not up. May God bless you. And I thank you and remember that I'll be coming on at 9:30, and don't forget it. And I thank you and appreciate it. May God bless you till next Sunday.